Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Julie Lithcott-Hame's book, How to Raise an Adult. Sophie, you've got kids. Did this one hit close to home?
Oh, absolutely. And honestly, I think even if you don't have kids, this book is eye-opening. Lithcott-Hame was a dean at Stanford, and she saw this wave of freshmen who were brilliant on paper but couldn't do laundry or handle a disagreement with a roommate. So she asks, what have we done to our children?
Right. And she doesn't just point fingers at parents. She says it starts with good intentions. We love our kids so much that we want to clear every obstacle. But in doing that, we're actually stealing their chance to learn resilience.
Exactly.
She calls it overparenting, but it goes by other names too: helicopter parenting, snowplow parenting, and lawnmower parenting. The idea is the same. Parents smooth the path so their kids never face a bump. But those bumps are how you learn to walk.
I remember the part where she talks about the parent who calls a professor to argue about a grade, or the parent who writes the college essay. It's like, wait, how is the kid supposed to develop any sense of agency? They never get to advocate for themselves.
And the research backs this up. Kids with overinvolved parents have higher rates of anxiety and depression, lower life satisfaction, and poorer coping skills. They lack what psychologists call an internal locus of control, the feeling that you're the author of your own life.
Yeah, that phrase stuck with me. And Lithcott-Hame is honest about her own parenting. She admits she was an overparent too. There's this moment where she realizes her kids are suffering under her expectations, and she has to learn a step back. That made the book feel really genuine.
Totally. She's not riding from a high horse. She's saying, I did this, I saw the damage, and here's a better way. And the better way is surprisingly simple: let your kids do things for themselves. Chores, managing their own schedules, even failing a test.
Speaking of chores, she cites studies that show kids who do chores grow up to be more successful adults. It's not about the chore itself. It's about learning responsibility and that you're part of a team. My son started doing dishes at 7, and let me tell you, the first few times the water was everywhere, but he figured it out.
Right.
And that's the key, letting them struggle. Lithcott-Hame talks about the importance of free play, unstructured time, and giving kids age-appropriate independence. For teenagers, that means letting them make mistakes while the stakes are still relatively low.
The college admissions chapter really got me. She argues that the obsession with elite schools is based on a false premise, that where you go determines your success. But the research says students at less selective colleges are just as happy and successful. It's the skills, not the brand.
And the stress it causes is enormous. Kids are grinding for years to build a perfect resume, but they're not learning how to actually live. She calls for a redefinition of success. Focus on character, resilience, empathy, and relationships rather than test scores and trophies.
For me, the single biggest takeaway is the permission to let my kids fail. I don't have to fix everything. I can just be there, support them, and let them learn from the fall. That's hard, but it's so much healthier.
Absolutely. And if you want to go deeper into these ideas, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. You get over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a great deal. And Sophie, what's your final thought on this book?
I think the book's core message is simple but profound. Our job isn't to produce perfect children, but to raise capable adults who can navigate an imperfect world. We'll see you in the next one.